Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 7 p.m. on Wednesday, the 17th of January in the year 2024. And I have an exciting 5 hours ahead for all of you. Wow, can you believe it? 5 hours. So the next 2 hours are highly recommended. My own show, full of all of the music I recommend highly. In 29-ish minutes, we're going to have Little Fuss joining us in the studio for a live interview. Little Fuss is a Boston local band, and I have been listening to them nonstop lately, and I cannot wait to ask them some questions and listen to some of their own music with them. And then that'll go until 9, and then starting at 9 p.m. until midnight, I will be hosting On the Town with Mikey D, which is the long-running local music show in its 35th year here at WMFO. And I'll be playing all kinds of local music. And then at 10:30, I will be joined by Chloe Crystal Taylor, another local musician. And she will be playing an acoustic set and doing an interview. And it's going to be a blast. So I hope that you are all looking forward to it. Starting us off tonight, we're going to kick things off with a record that I got last week, and I've been wanting it for ages. Finally got it on vinyl, and I cannot wait to share it with all of you. Here is Griffin with Down the Dog.
Thank you.
was Misty Lanes with Would You Believe, hailing from Australia. Would you believe that that song came out January 9th, a week and a day ago? I mean, that sounds straight out of the 60s to me. Penny Lane, you know, Strawberry Fields, straight out of the... Yeah, yeah. Coming up next, another band hailing from Australia, also hailing from another decade, but it was released just the day before on January 8th, a week ago. Here's Beans.
Drives them.
That was just Levitation Room with their pretty new single, Heaven, that was released back in November of 2023. And before that was Beans with Calling. I guess I started things off with a pretty psychedelic start there, huh? This is Mellow Max. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And coming up next, I also played a Wolfpack song last week, but there's something about the riff in the middle of that song. And if you thought of this too, good for you. I think you might be a music nerd. But this song, the riff in the last one, just like, something about it. I was like, oh yeah, I hear it. I want to play that next. Anyway, I think Little Fuss is arriving soon. They'll be on the air with me around 7:30. So don't go anywhere. Sit back, relax, keep things mellow, and they'll be here on air shortly.
Is the mayor of Lonely Town population one? Population one. Staring a hole in the ground, staring at the sun. And I'm starting to feel like he might be real, like he's something. See the mayor of Lonely Town standing in the square at the county fair, shouting his message out, but there's no one there. Oh, yeah. And the silence surrounds, but he's lost in the sound. Population one.
Those last two songs were S.J. Armstrong with Might As Well and Spilly Cave with Enter Lewd, which I didn't realize was a play on words until I just said it to the band, which is now in the studio with me. They're not mic'd up yet. We're going to listen to one of their first songs on their first release, and then we're going to talk about it. So don't go anywhere. Sit back, relax. Here's Little Fuss.
Watch out, 'cause I could write a song like you if I wanna. But I would rather give you space. I don't think it's time for me to worry, but I don't want to slip into complacency. I've been sitting in the sun and writing your name, singing just for fun 'cause it's about to rain. Out 'cause I could write a song about you if I wanna, but I don't wanna take your place. I've got a funny feeling you missed that, so maybe take a second now and play it back. I've been sitting in the sun and writing your name, singing just for fun 'cause it's about to rain.
That was just Little Fuss with Watch Out. And now, here's Little Fuss. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi. Hi, we're Little Fuss. My name is Olive. I sing and play guitar in the band.
My name is Cody. I play, what do I play? Guitar.
You play guitar more than I do.
My name is Delia. I play bass.
Oh, yeah, what's up? My name is Vitor. I play drums.
Excellent. And, you know, while we are on names, let's talk about Little Fuss, where the name came from.
When we first started the band, we kind of were, like, running over a bunch of different names. Well, we knew that we had to have a name, and we were, like, going out to record. We had, like, a date to record some music. This is in, like, the thick of COVID in 2020. And, we figured we would come up with a name beforehand, but we never did.
And so we went on a road trip. Well, we had a whole list of names that were sort of trial names, but we didn't like any of them enough. But I had come up with Little Fuss, and Cody liked it a lot, but I decided I didn't. So he was trying to convince me of it. So we went on this whole road trip that was basically geared towards picking a name or coming up with a name. And the road trip came and went. Had a great time, but we did not come up with a name. And so by the end, Cody was like, what about Little Fuss? And
I was like, how about that first name that we came up with, like, months ago?
Yeah, I finally caved, and now I like it.
Yeah, it's a solid name. where'd you go on the road trip?
We went to quite a few places, the main one being Jackson Hole area in Wyoming, because that's where I used to go with my mom and family a lot growing up. I love that area. And then we visited our friend Noah in Boulder, Colorado, which was fun too.
Nice. Is Jackson Hole the one with the like skull arch, or is that Wall Drug?
Yeah, no. That's Jackson Hole. Has, okay, like, all the different, like, antler, everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if there's, like, a skull.
Or it's like, yeah, it's like it's an like antler. Antlers. Arch.
Yeah. Yeah, I love, but we stopped at Wall Drug, too. Mm-hmm. Gotta love Wall Drug. Cody had never been, so I think he was a little confused as to, like, why I was dragging him to this random.
I still don't understand the hype.
I understand the hype. Wall Drug holds a special place in my heart.
It's iconic. It's
it
what,
is iconic.
The coldest water? What's their,
I
don't know.
It's
they have
just
this thing
iconic.
About, it is iconic. Absolutely. Were there any other names that you remember from that list?
Oh, I really wanted Baby Mouse.
Baby Mouse was a big one. Big contender.
Didn't we almost make a Halloween thing where it would be like a different band called
the
Baby
Creepy
Mouse?
Crepes.
The Creepy Crepes is our yeah. alter ego if we're ever going to do, you know, like a
Halloween
in
show
disguise.
Where we open for ourselves as a different band. Yeah. We've got it all planned out.
Excellent. I'll be keeping an ear out for Creepy Crepes. And how'd you guys all meet? Maybe if you want to go in chronological order of how
that
the band
sense.
Came together, yeah.
Yeah, well, chronologically speaking, Cody and I met first when we were studying abroad our freshman year of college in Spain, and we started working on music together and formed Little Fuss, as it is today, about a year later. And then we moved to Boston, where we first met Vitor. Which you can speak a little more on that, because
yeah.
you guys were in your class together.
Vitor and I had a class together, and I remember one of the first classes, Vitor was like, "Yo, hold up. Yo, that song you guys just released was sick." And
which
actually,
was the one we just played.
Yeah, it was Watch Out. It was the first one that we ever released.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then we just had a bunch of breakout rooms together, and, you know, or we didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about, you know, the relevant stuff of whatever the class was about. We just kind of.
We didn't speak a lick about the class, man.
No.
The thing I remember was kind of like a midterm where we had like some breakout rooms before, we were talking about music and we started following each other on social media. And I saw that she posted, I think it was even with the video, like along the child shot, like during the pandemic and stuff. And I was just like, yo, this is so cool. So, like, the t-shirt was like, hey, it's your turn to, like, sing this scale or whatever. And I was just like, okay, but yo, hold up. Cody?
Just
yo,
stop the class.
The production on that thing was so cool. And the t-shirt was like, back with the regular schedule program.
Yeah, then actually that same semester, Delia and I had a bass class together, which was very funny. It was over, all these classes were over Zoom. And yeah, it was very chaotic. But then Delia actually joined the band about a year and a half later.
Yeah.
When we posted around town, like Little Fuss searching
for
bassist.
I was like, oh, I play bass. I had an online class with you too.
Yeah, or maybe we had a harmony class. Yeah, together, I think. But I was like always in the back of the room and didn't talk. So I don't think you knew like who I was. But I was like, oh, I remember you from my harmony class. Yeah, and we're very lucky to have everyone in the band now that we do today. So we're a happy band family.
I love that.
Yeah.
How wholesome.
Very wholesome.
Would you say that anyone has a specific role in the band family? Are there parent figures?
Oh.
Children?
Oh my God.
Well, we haven't talked about this amongst ourselves.
Yeah,
yet.
Wow.
So I don't know.
This might be awkward to just now assign everybody
roles.
Wait, who's in charge of
snacks? Delia, I want you to answer.
Dude,
this.
Vitor is definitely like the fun uncle.
Yeah, you are the fun uncle.
I honestly, sometimes I feel like I would be the parent. Aww. I don't know why. I just feel like that would make sense.
That
I don't know
make
if y'all
sense.
Would agree though.
No, that makes sense.
It's cool, I don't know.
Because you're also
why
the youngest.
Yeah, I am the youngest. But what would you guys be then?
I would be like the
know.
Family dog.
I knew you were going to say that for some reason.
I don't know what I would.
Wait, have we talked about this before?
I feel like I've said that before. I don't know why this sounds like one of our road trip conversations.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Of which we have many.
Have many from alien apocalypse.
And they all make less sense than the last.
Yeah. Do you have any good like road trip topics? And where else have you guys been? I guess that you do a bunch of touring and that brings you around places.
Well, so we're about to kind of head out on our first tour. I mean, we've played out-of-town shows. We played...
kind of one-offs.
Yeah, we played a one-off show in Columbus, Ohio, that we drove back from. So, you know, that was like a 12-hour drive.
Played
so
in New York a couple times, in Providence.
A few times in New York.
Yeah.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire quite a bit, yeah.
And would you guys like to give us some dates for your upcoming tour?
Yeah, so it kicks off on the 25th, which is
here
next
in
Thursday.
Yeah.
Right at Brighton Music Hall. We're very excited. There's still a few tickets left. We're playing with Hush Club and Winkler. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
And then we're playing the next day in Providence, day after that in
East Hampton, right?
Yeah.
Hampton,
and then we're going to New York and we're going to DC all within that sort of week. So, yeah, if you check us out on social media, we have our posters with all the dates of all the different shows. They should be super fun.
And
if you play this interview backwards, you'll hear us saying, like, come to the show on the 25th.
Subliminal messaging.
Yeah.
It's the only way to get your name out these days, I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah. And speaking of social media, where can people find you?
You can find us at Little Fuss Band, anywhere, or littlefussband.com to check out
TikTok.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Even
YouTube.
Some we frequent more than others.
Instagram. We favor our Instagram, I think it's safe to say.
We ignore our Twitter, as are most people these days, I feel like.
Yeah. Especially because it's X now and that's a whole
thing.
That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
That's a rebrand that I don't know.
I have not followed them there.
I missed the little bird.
Yeah, man,
me
what happened
too.
That guy. What did they do to the bird?
Yeah,
that's a real question.
Yeah. Well, did
Elon
you?
Elon Musk, where is the bird?
Where's the bird?
And they were like selling all of their bird stuff. They had it on like an auction.
Really?
And, yeah.
Oh, really?
I didn't even see that.
Their birds are in someone's house right now.
Why is it that we always end up talking about X?
Oh, it happened.
In another interview where we ended up talking about X for some reason, which is really funny because I feel like I don't know anything about it. Like, I'm the least. I have the least credentials.
Yeah, like, we should definitely not be like. We should not be the ones, like, on radio, like, in charge of this, like, discourse right now because we have no idea what's going on this topic.
We don't even check ours.
Yeah, it has the most annoying notifications, too.
Really?
Anyway, in my opinion.
I guess I turned mine off.
I did, too. So, speaking of social media, let's skip forward to some media. What other, or what forms of media, music, beyond music, do you guys like to draw inspiration from?
Ooh.
I'll ask you guys what your musical, that's probably the easier one, but we'll do that second. We'll do this out of order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So first, just other media other than music.
Books.
Okay.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, I guess, okay, I'm already talking, so I guess that means I'm starting. I like books a lot in general. I like, I'm trying to think for our music. For our first album, Girls at Parties, I was drawing more from books that had sort of humorous takes on social interactions, like anything from Jane Austen to more modern satirical takes on that kind of stuff. But lately I've been more into gothic books. Like I'm reading... What is that book called that I'm reading? I'm drawing a blank because I'm on the radio. But it's called Picnic at Hanging Rock. Things like that, I think, are inspiring our imagery a lot lately. And, yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I would say for myself, it's, like, it's very visual, like music videos or photos. I definitely follow a lot of photographers on Instagram and, you know, social media and... You know, I'm always kind of drawing from that for like aesthetic kind of stuff, but yeah.
I dig design and spray painting art, you know, like street art and stuff like that. I don't know, maybe I'm cuckoo, but I think it all, like, it's all the same, you know, like, be it playing drums, guitar, or, you know, writing a song or whatever. I think all of these artistic things, like, they have some connections, you know, about, like, what you put out front, what you put in the back, what you choose to highlight, what you choose to, you know, leave more hidden.
Yeah.
For music, I'm a big horror movie fan, but that doesn't really come across in our songs so much. But
I would say, like, vintage horror comes across more so than modern horror.
Like, vibey kind
of. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of what, but
I'm going to go with that.
That's cool, man. Some, like, Alfred Hitchcock vibes definitely come across in our visuals every once in a while.
Yeah, we just shot a music video last... It was October, right? Or November.
Wasn't that December?
No, it was December. I don't know. A couple months ago, we shot a music video that was very, like, kind of like a Hitchcock little, presents.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm still pretty and sure I feel that like was haunted.
Yeah, no, it was definitely haunted.
We shot it at, what's
we
it called?
We actually love that place, Belfort Art Center. It's a beautiful place. Amazing. We say it's haunted, but we also want to live there simultaneously.
Which is like a section of the Medfield State Hospital. It's like an abandoned complex with like 50 or so abandoned buildings. It was very scary. We had to shoot it after dark, so we were there at like, you know, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was super cold.
Yeah, it was very scary.
But they're trying to turn it into something really cool for music, for arts, and for the whole scene. So, you know, but it's just like,
it's awesome,
as of now, it's still kind of spooky.
It's in the works. Yeah, the project is a really cool project that they're doing, but it's in the works, so things still are a bit abandoned at the moment, but it won't be for long. But also, speaking of horror, like Delia was talking about, I feel like something we're sort of looking forward to in the music we're working on behind the scenes right now that I've been really into is the idea of like plant horror, because I don't like gore and violence at all, both just like as a human obviously and also in what I watch and what I consume, I guess. But I kind of fell in love with this idea of plants and nature sort of taking revenge on human society and like the oppressors of that system. And so definitely if anyone out there is curious of what is to come in Little Fuss visuals, I would say some elements of plant horror are definitely I've also been told that it sounds like I'm saying something else when I say that, but I'm saying horror, just to be clear. But I can't say it right, but but anyways, yeah, I like the thought of vengeful plants and poisonous flowers and things.
What plant would be leading the charge, in your opinion?
Ooh, I'm gonna say spider lily, which may seem random at the moment, but sometime soon I think you guys will understand why. Ooh, foreshadowing. Possible single name.
Ooh. Well, we will all be looking forward to it. Maybe, you know, we'll see, you know.
Potentially.
Maybe as in you might be looking forward.
Definitely looking forward, but you know.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys have anything coming up that you want to announce? Want to talk? I mean, other than your tour, which everyone should buy tickets for if you're listening.
We don't have anything announceable yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Per se, but we are working on a bunch of new music that, you know, kind of we have like this whole batch of songs that we're just slowly, you know, getting everything together and getting all the parts together, but so those should be releasing sometime in 2024, hopefully in album form, but we don't know.
Yeah, but there should be a single sooner rather than later. Not so soon that we can announce like a date yet. It's still in the works, but we're working on it.
Within a couple months.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Us too.
Yes. So, let's start back at the roots. How did you all get started in music?
Well, I started playing music. I picked up bass, actually, when I was, like, 7. And I was just kind of, like, hyper-focused on, like, being a bassist. And that was kind of my own, you know, my only focus. But then, you know, as I kind of saw that, like, there weren't other musicians for me to immediately play with when I was growing up, like, I just kind of got more into production to, like, layer stuff. And, yeah, just kind of grew from there.
Yeah. I did not pick up an instrument as early as you. Well, technically, I tried to, but nothing really panned out. Piano, I couldn't pay attention, and flute, I would pass out almost because it was breathing too much air. But I did ballet as a kid, so I think that really got me to fall in love with music and just develop a sense of musicality, even if I didn't know the inner workings behind it quite yet. But I was writing like quote-unquote songs from a really young age, but they weren't like real songs until I got a little bit older. And by the time I hit middle school, I had started getting into all the bands that I'm into now, and I decided I really wanted to get a guitar, and that pretty immediately turned into writing songs, full stop. So yeah.
Awesome.
I started off playing classical music as a kid, as a lot of people do, but my dad is also a bass player. He plays in some hardcore bands, but how I started playing bass was I just changed schools, and I was trying to, like, make friends with all the other middle schoolers, and they're like, we should start a band. And I was like, great, like, I know a little bit of guitar, and they were like, no, we already have a guitar player. So I lied, and I said that I played bass, and I learned bass, and I never stopped.
That's so cool.
Which is so funny.
There's always a demand for bass players.
Yeah. It worked out.
To me, it was just Drake and Josh and Guitar Hero.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
Do you need Drake more than that? You should explain.
Are you talking like the pre-chorus of the Drake and Josh theme song?
Kinda,
that slaps. Ooh,
yeah. Oh, it does. I remember when we were listening. That's another road trip thing. When we were listening to Drake and Josh, the thing. But no, I just thought it was cool. Like, it made me aware of like electro guitar or whatever. And then I got one for Christmas when I was like 7, and I played it till I was like in a band when I was a teenager, and it was me and my buddy, and he played guitar too, and we were like, well, we need a drummer, and like, he's a way better guitar player than I am. So, and I was like listening to Motley Crue and watching all these things too, there was like, oh, I had kind of like the itch to play drums, and that was the perfect excuse. I was just like, okay, dude, I'm gonna play drums, like, that's all good, you know.
Yeah,
and Guitar Hero, because Guitar Hero, like, the songs, they're so cool.
Well, I did pull up the Drake and Josh theme song, if you want to listen to that, just for context.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So,
let's put that on.
Can we sing along?
Oh. Well, yeah.
I found a way.
My mom didn't let me watch this show.
Really?
No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I still watched it. But.
So Drake and Josh actually still informs how I like set my guitar down when like I
really?
Wanna, yeah, because one time I saw I saw Drake set it like frets first on like a table.
Oh.
That's why you do that?
And, well, yeah. And someone mentioned, like, someone in the show was like, hey, whoa, you're gonna hurt it. Like, there was some scene, and he was like, oh, yeah, it's because it's flat here, and it, like, stays. He's like, you press the frets anyway.
Wait, that's
smart. And I was like,
that's true.
I never
because if you lay it on its neck, it's just gonna slide off.
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yep.
The more you know.
The more you know.
I remember one thing when we're listening to this song on the car. I didn't know there was a bridge to it.
No, yeah, I already forget what it is.
Me too.
That's like when I was little, I figured out there was a bridge, I think, to the Hannah Montana theme song, and I was
there
shocked.
Is?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
Maybe not, I don't know.
I still know.
I think all these songs have bridges that just will never be heard by the masses.
It's just for the true fans.
Yeah, I mean, this whole theme is about 3 minutes long, so...
Yeah. That sounds like an SNL skit, actually. Like, the undiscovered bridges of... Thought. Like, there's something there.
No, that
would
be funny.
Yeah, there's some sort of sketch comedy that you can bring out in that one.
Definitely.
Wait, is this the bridge over here?
Probably.
Yeah. I think there's a reason why no one remembers.
That's a completely different thing.
Yeah, this is a totally different song now.
Crazy. Let's see, it's
No, this isn't the Drake and Josh.
All right, that's enough of that. But I could totally see how that would inspire you to want to play drums. Right. Like, yeah, that has a great drum line. Excellent, yeah.
Anyways,
that was a nice little segue.
That was really fun.
Did you guys have any other, like, childhood-defining shows or, like, first songs that you learned on your instrument and you're like, oh, yeah?
School of Rock is a big one, yeah. But, I mean, I feel like that was, like, everyone.
Except for me.
Almost Famous.
That was a sensation. Oh, yeah, Almost Famous. Great movie. One of my favorites.
I didn't watch any of these movies until I met Cody, and when we watched School of Rock, I watched it from the parents' perspective.
I was like,
how can they let this stranger come into the classroom and just like be in charge of these children? They're children.
And I didn't say a word, but I was secretly over there like so upset that you were siding with the parents. I was like, no, this is rock and roll. What? This is a sacred thing.
I remember
thing.
When you said it's that, like I couldn't believe it.
You can't just walk into a school and be like, oh yeah, these children, like they're under my care now.
You know
but they
what's
had
funny?
To play it's, the talent show at 11 a.m.
But it's Jack Black.
You know what's so funny is because I grew up on it, I never once questioned that was a weird thing for Jack Black to do. To just like lie about his identity and just like come in and like basically hijack this classroom of kids. Like, I never once thought of it as immoral until like
I always wanted
until
to
Olivia
happen to me.
Side with the parents, and then I was like, wait a second.
Dude, I always wanted it to happen to me. Like, imagine like a substitute teacher and all of a sudden you're just listening to music and playing like all day long.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. But now you guys are all in a school of music. That's pretty cool.
This is true.
Yeah.
Are you guys, what you're all of you guys now?
I'm out. I've just been set free.
I'm in the midst of graduating.
I have like 2 more semesters left to go. Mm-hmm.
I have 1 more semester.
Well, congrats to half of you and early congrats to the rest.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you guys planning on staying in Boston, going anywhere else after?
We don't really know yet. We'll at least stay in Boston for a little while everybody's finishing up school, and then I don't know. It's very expensive here, but I do love it here.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you guys think of the music scene here?
Oh, I love it.
It's fantastic.
Really cool bands.
People are so welcoming and kind. It's like, at this point, the list I could just go on of the amount of people we've met here who've been so lovely and not competitive at all and just supporting each other and lifting each other up rather than, you know, making it weird. It's amazing. I think it's a great scene.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, cooperative, not competitive. It's a good way to be.
Exactly.
Let's see. Oh, I have made it through like 3 of my prepared questions. which is a great sign. That's a sign of a great interview. Who are your top musical influences?
It's hard to, I mean, for modern artists, like, I would say, like, we listen to, like, Caroline Polachek and, I don't know, like, I definitely grew up on, like, The Strokes and Arctic Monkeys, and that's kind of what I always come back to, you know, as, like, a core reference, but also a lot of 60s, like, Kinks, Beatles, The Doors.
Yeah, I feel like you and I bond over 60s a lot, and then I'm a big, like, Hole and Nirvana fan, and I feel like you're a big Nirvana fan, too, Vitor.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about that Nirvana philosophy about things, man.
Yeah, me too.
I was actually watching a show today, like, an interview that they were having today, and I was like, huh, y'all are spinning some facts. Huh?
I feel like they do a lot. Every David Bowie interview, too, I'm always like, wow, you're just the most wise person he's ever existed.
Yeah, Bowie interviews, man. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, I think that those, you have a very interesting sound because you have a big mix of like old influences and it's still so contemporary, and you guys bring a really cool sound to the stage.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Aww, thank
that's
you.
Very nice. Well,
thanks.
And
why shucks.
We're just about at the end of the 8 p.m. hour, so Vitor, would you like to read our required PSA?
Wait, can I read this one? Like, is
yeah,
this,
oh, ladder oh, safety really? Is a classic. Oh,
I love that this is on very Vitor's important. Shoulders right
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off the ladders into a trauma center last year alone. Don't let it a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit arthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety minor friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah, we can all clap. I mean, yeah.
Watch out for those ladders, y'all.
That was very applause-worthy.
This is a great book over here.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Can I read all these PSAs by myself? Like, take it, not over here. Just take it home and read it before bedtime.
I mean, you can definitely take some scans of them if you want. Take some pictures.
There was one over here about, what was it?
Vitor, you know what I was thinking about the other day? I was thinking about when we played a show. We played Summer Streets Festival in Somerville. And there was like this like tent that was like, wash your fears away. And you're supposed to write your fear on with chalk on the sidewalk and then wash it away with water. I remember you just wrote sharks. And I have a video of you still that I saw the other day that was like, don't gotta worry about sharks anymore. So I suppose ladders, you know, would be a good addition to the whole.
Don't
like,
gotta worry about that. Ladders anymore.
Yeah, true that.
Everyone
dude.
Out there, you don't gotta worry about ladders anymore.
I totally forgot that. Yo, check this one out, dude.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, we're just going through the PSA book here. It's very important stuff, y'all.
Well, in just another 15 seconds, we will have to read another one. At least it's at some point between 15 seconds from now and an hour and 15 seconds from now.
Oh my
gosh. Keep people informed, yeah. I see.
I think you should do it again.
You don't want to do it. Wait,
I think you're really good at it.
If you want, we could do like one sentence each. We could do like